got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
And I've just seen some, well, it's not breaking news, but it's just some news that's come through like recently, and I want to talk about it. You know how last week we spoke about the word of the year for the Macquarie Dictionary?
Yes.
And that's the Australian version of the dictionary. And
what? Cozzy lives.
Cozzy lives. Now, you and I, we've both been upset. Like, cozzy lives is obviously slang for cost of living.
Yeah.
The last 2 years, the Macquarie word of the year has been words. It hasn't been one word that they've added.
It's been a phrase.
Yeah, so it was bachelor's handbag a year ago, and that's essentially a roast chook.
Yep.
And then this year it was cozzy lives, which is slang. I like it. It's fun. It shows that Macquarie's, you know, they're not, you can imagine dictionary people being a bit uptight with the words that they
I like to think that they're separated in the dictionary. So that under cozzy, it's like cozzy, slang for bathers, or cost. See, cost of living.
I physically saw that as you described it. Like, as having the. Because did you have a dictionary when you used to go to high school? Like, like a little one in your book?
Yeah. It was a dictionary / thesaurus. Don't want to brag, but.
Oh, not just what the words are and how to spell them, but tell me about them too. Thank you very much. The Oxford University has announced its word of the year for the Oxford Dictionary. And what I was going to do is I was going to say what it was. Now, I was going to read out the description, but I thought it would be more fun, Jess, to tell you what the word is, and I want you to, at your best, because if people are listening, they need to know what this is. If it's a current new word of the year, people need to know.
Do you think people won't know what this word is?
I feel like it's a real mixed bag. I feel like it depends on your age. We'll figure out the age of where the shelf where you drop off and you just don't know what this is.
Okay.
The Oxford word of the year for 2023 is Riz.
Oh, no. I think
Jess,
I'm off the cliff.
Could you please describe to me? And us all, what is Riz?
Is it, no, see, I think I'm off the cliff, Tim.
Have
is
a go.
It, is
Just
it like charisma? Is it short for charisma? Is it Riz? Slay. Is it having slay? Is it slayed too hard?
It's giving slay. No, come on. You're in the right direction, but like if someone's got Riz, what is that?
They have charm.
Yeah, there are some words that are starting to align it. Anything else, like if it had to be a sentence, like, you know, say if it was like a turtle, like a shell-like creature that has.
Tim's over there hitting on his.
No, this is the thesaurus. I want a description. I want a description of the word Riz.
Riz, to have the confidence to be yourself.
I'm not going to give it to you, unfortunately. I'm very
Riz?
Close to hovering over the dumb button. No, I haven't pressed that in a while. Riz. It is internet slang for the word charisma. So you were in the right thing.
I literally said that.
And means romantic appeal or charm. So you were saying you just weren't connecting them in the right order.
I think you should have given that to me.
Riz, noun. Style, charm, or attractiveness. The ability to attract. Essentially, that's what it is. The ability to attract. So, Jess, if I was looking at you and like you were single and you were going up, maybe you were at a music festival and you kissed three boys this weekend, be like, man, her Riz is crazy. She's got mad Riz over there.
Yep.
Now, again, that ledge that we talked about dropping off, not knowing what it was, because it's spelled R-I-double-Z, I didn't know.
Oh, double Z. Yep. I've been thinking it was one Z.
Oh, see, the more you learn.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was short for charisma until today when the news came through.
Mm-hmm.
That's because my Riz is weak.
It is. Your Riz is weak. I think if you are under the age of 25, you're not using Riz. You're not using Riz on a day-to-day basis.
Dead ass? On God?
Slay.
It's giving information.
You know how we were talking about you being cringe earlier?
Oh, it finally hit?
It hit.
Home run. There we go.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Saturday, it was not the best weather.
Second day of summer, pouring down rain, roads getting closed.
I was invited to a mutual mate of ours. They're getting married in January. I was invited to the Hens for the bride.
Yeah, winery tour on a lovely sunny Saturday.
Yeah. Gorgeous. The weather wasn't so gorgeous, but all the activities were great, and it all went off without a hitch, except for the lead up to the Hens.
Right, because we were just discussing then in that song. I thought a Hens and a bridal shower was just like, you know how things can have two names.
Yeah.
I thought it was that.
Like a bucks or a bachelorette party. Same thing.
It's kind of like hens is a bit more wild, I guess.
I would say, yeah, it's more of a younger vibe. Like you invite your mates and then like bridal shower is more like your aunties and your mum and that sort of thing.
This was a hens.
Yes, this was the hens. And so I was really excited to go. And unfortunately, your lovely wife, Jess, couldn't make it.
No.
So it meant that the only person I knew going to this hens was the bride.
That is, and I know that, you know, you think, all right, Jess is on the radio, extrovert.
No. Inside this brain is a ball of anxiety.
Yeah.
And so the lead up to
stress
the
ball.
Oh my God, the whole like night before and then morning of the hens, I was panicking.
Yeah.
I was like,
because you think of the worst case scenarios when you don't know anyone.
I'm like, everyone's going to know each other. Everyone's going to be super friendly. No one's going to talk to you. You're the worst. That's what's going on up in here.
Okay, right.
And so as I'm running late, naturally, because of the person I am.
Yeah, I was going to say, that has nothing to do with anxiety. That's your respect for times.
And so the hens was starting off. We were getting picked up near the Geelong waterfront.
So you had to, you're delaying the bus, Jess.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah. And I'm getting all these messages from the girls in the group. A lot of people running late because of the weather.
Yeah,
which
that
was
makes
good.
Sense.
A few people coming from Melbourne. The weather was like causing massive traffic jams. It was crazy. So I was running late, but I was still not the latest person
there.
Nice,
that's a good scalp.
Which I was happy with. And so as I'm messaging everyone, I'm like, I can't see this bus for the life of me. And I don't even know what kind of bus I'm looking for. So
like,
I'm
thinking like a 30-seater, a 12-seater.
Well, I don't know how many people are coming. So I don't know what kind of bus to look for. So I'm like, girls, I don't know where I'm going. Can someone tell me like what bus am I looking out for? And someone said, oh, it's a budget bus, right? So they'd hired a bus from
like the brand Budget.
Yes. And so it was a white bus with a sticker that said Budget on the side. And so I see a budget bus down on the waterfront. And I was like, oh, I'm up on the hill, you know, like up on the lookout. So I'm up on the hill. I haven't gone too far. I'm like, oh, Akshay, my fiance was dropping me off. So Akshay, turn around. I can see a budget bus right down there, like near the pavilion. And so we drive over. It's pouring down rain. I said to Akshay, just wait. I'll text you when I'm on the bus. I'll let you know I'm all good. And so I get out my umbrella. I start walking over. I'm dressed in a cute like gingham sundress.
Yeah.
I've got my cardigan draped over my shoulders.
This was a Hamptons theme.
It was a Hamptons theme. So I was fitting the part, had my sandals on, my umbrella. Yeah. I walk over to the budget bus. It's not the bus.
Did you get on?
I went to step on to the bus and I look around. It's a footy trip. And these girls looked at me and they're like, they're all dressed in like football gear.
They've got like shirts on it with like Shezza and dipshit.
I was like, I'm so sorry, wrong bus. And I just turn around.
Oh, no.
Didn't even give them a chance to say anything to me. So if you were those girls, I just want to make a formal apology. I'm so sorry that this random stranger tried to join your footy
they're
trip.
They're from Traralgon. They'll never think of you'll never be able to
so
explain
I'm
that
running
to them.
Back to the car in the rain and I get in the car with Akshay. I'm like, Wrong bus, drive.
Oh,
drive.
No. How close were you to the right bus?
So this bus was down on the waterfront and the other bus, we didn't quite go past the first roundabout and I needed to go past the first roundabout.
Yeah.
So I get in the car and I message all the girls. I'm like, I just got on the wrong bus. Where is everybody? And so we go back up the hill and I finally made it onto the right bus and everything was fine after that. Once I got on the bus, all my anxiety left.
Worst case scenario, you get on the footy trip bus. That sounds like a fun day too.
Honestly.
I mean, it's not what you're hoping, but you get a cool shirt with your name on the back of it. You have friends for life. You probably could have come out of that better than this hens party. If anything, I think you should have got on that bus.
Very different vibe.
Whistling the way home, listening to song. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I feel like there's a certain demographic of people out there that might relate to this. If you've got a weird-shaped head, buying a hat can be quite a stressful situation.
Sure.
So, you can't just chuck on a 5-panel. Only certain hats will fit your head. My issue is depth. I've got quite a deep skull.
Sure.
So there's only like one or two hats that commonly would fit my head. Like when we were doing our road trip, Jess, we went into one of like the outlet stores and we're trying on hats. And did you see me like take five hats over to the mirror and
I
come
did.
Back and place them all down? Because they just
I said,
fit.
Which one are you getting? And you said, none.
There is one hat that I've had for, I'm going to say 10 years.
Yeah.
It used to be black. It's more grey now. Like, it's just sweated mm-hmm. through. It's a trucker style. So getting hats for me is always like a...
See, I really have, I think thing. I have the opposite problem to you because I've my fiance always says I have a pinhead.
You've got a small dome.
So I don't know why, for whatever reason, because the rest of my family have gigantic heads.
Melons.
A lot of hats just don't sit well on me because they're too big
yep.
on my tiny head.
Because I remember you've like grabbed a hat off me before, and what is tight on my skull, you could fit several slices of toast up the side
yes.
for your head. But I think I've found a hat, and I think I know the style. It's like a baseball cap, I think, is
right.
like a trucker baseball style is mm-hmm. kind of what fits my head best.
Has it got mesh at the back?
No, this one's like a full wrap around.
Okay, so no strap at the back.
No, it's got a strap at the back, but it's not like meshed.
Okay.
It's just the same fabric from front to yep. back, as well as the bridge there. It is like, I wouldn't have bought this 6 months ago. Because it's a little bit cringeworthy.
Does it say, I'm the dad and I know best?
Well, it's not, I wouldn't say you're super far off.
World's best dad. It just says daddy. It says daddy.
But in like a nice, like it's not obnoxious, is it?
No, it's not.
It looks like it could say Dada or something yeah. like it. Could be an off brand.
It's not a large font.
No.
It's quite a small
That's
font.
That's why I like the subtlety
it's subtle.
Of it. I've never referred to myself as daddy. If anything, with my 4-month-old son, Dada is the closest,
right.
is the furthest away from dad or oh father, as I have been pushing with him.
Sure.
But I... 6 months ago, before I had my son, I would have never said, yeah, daddy hat.
I feel like it would be worse if it said big daddy.
Oh, 100%.
I feel like that.
I would never. You know me. You
or
know
if
me.
It was like an obnoxious color, you know, like a
fluorescent. This is a simple black cap.
Yeah.
White stitching. So daddy. It's high value by the
Where
looks of it,
did
daddy.
Where did you find that?
Oh, targeted advertising. Because I'm Googling hats because I need
of
to
course.
Find the hat. It's like Cinderella's
Has this one
shoe.
Arrived? Has it?
No,
has
no,
it...
I haven't bought it. Is it?
How do you know it's going to look good then?
Because this is the problem with hats. I buy them and I go, well, cool,
yeah.
$40. It doesn't fit. And I have a basket of hats that don't fit my head. And then
right.
every 6 months I take it to like the Selvos and donate it.
Right.
522-322-955. Is it cringeworthy to wear a hat with daddy on it? Because it feels like to me, it's a bit, because I know daddy's a very, like that's a very popular thing that people are saying now. Like
yeah.
a daddy... Like you call your fiance daddy.
Well, just as it started as a joke.
Thank you for correcting yourself. I didn't want to have to do that.
And now it's like, oh, can I, you know, borrow your credit card? I just need to pay this bill. And he'll be like, say it. And I'll be like, hey, daddy, big daddy, give us the credit card now, please.
See, that's full-blown cringe. Is this hat
nah,
with
I
the
think
word
this
daddy?
Is play on.
But I don't go by daddy.
Right.
It's dad or dad.
Not yet.
I'm pushing for like when...
Does your wife call you daddy in front of your son?
No, like, she just says dad or dadda.
Right.
I am doing something probably not ideal. So my son, he's 4 months old, and when I grab his hand, I'll touch my face with his hand. I'll be like, yeah. Dad, 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 dadda. And then my wife's name, her name's Jess as well. And I'll go, Jess.
You're the worst.
That's Jess. I'm worried that it's cringe. I don't want to
be... I think play on. But I know that you don't trust me or my fashion advice. So let's ask someone else.
Luke in Belmont. Is it a little bit cringe to wear a hat with daddy on it?
I reckon it's all about your attitude. You've got to be ready to rock it. You've got to be not scared of mm-hmm. people saying, oi, are you really a daddy? You've got to have big dad energy before you can actually wear the daddy hat, I reckon.
I definitely don't have daddy... energy.
No, but
all.
you dress like a dad, so
right.
it's just a little bit more literal with you.
And I do have dad problems, like I said to you, Jess. Like the
yeah.
the cord in my shorts today, it's gone in on one side. And without taking them off to fully investigate, I don't
yeah.
know how to.
So I don't think anyone's looking at you going, "Ooh, daddy." I think they're going, "That's a dad."
Right. So Luke, you think it's not cringeworthy? It's just maybe like say if it was. Like if Jess was wearing a similar hat, it would just say like loud. Like it's just a describing word that's on the hat.
Oh, I reckon Jess has probably got more dad energy than you. so
sick.
She could probably wear it better, to be honest.
Jess does have daddy. Well, the best thing about me buying hats is because my head is so wrongly shaped. If it doesn't fit, I do. I just have
pass
to find the person to pass it on to.
Maybe is there a mummy version that you can get for your wife?
I'll have it. No, remember, as I said, she's Jess.
Yeah.
So that's how we've been doing it. So thank you very much, Luke. I think that's genuinely helpful. I don't think I am a daddy.
Mm.
I'm just a dad.
And like Luke said, just own it.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
The term passenger princess, if someone's listening...
Present.
If someone doesn't know what that is and what you are claiming to be, Jess, what's a passenger princess?
It's someone who lets someone else do all the driving for them. And they revel in being in that passenger seat.
What's the passenger princess's role in the car trip?
Vibes.
Right.
Usually provider of the snacks.
Okay.
And just ultimate comfort, really.
So what are things, so obviously besides driving, what are some other things that a passenger princess would never be caught doing? Because it's a position of royalty at the end of the day, right?
Absolutely. I wouldn't open my own door.
Really? Do you not open your own door?
Sometimes, like if. I'm a passenger princess, Tim.
Say you get into your car with your fiance every day for a week. Mm. How many times are you opening your own door?
Maybe 2, 3 out of 5. Why is this such a revelation? Sometimes I have my hands full. I'm a passenger princess. I've got my drink bottle. I've got my work bag.
Oh my God.
So most of the time he won't walk around the other side of the car. He'll just lean across the car.
So it's less
and
chivalrous.
Open the door.
Oh right.
Less chivalrous and more just
get in
necessity.
Already. We're running late. Yeah. Okay. Well, what a gift. It's not what I was hoping to get. Someone's claiming that there's a new version of a passenger princess or a passenger prince, if that's how your household runs and your friendship as well. In the kitchen, now I know a lot of people in certain relationships, you either really want your partner in the kitchen with you to help out if you're cooking, or it's like, get out of my space, you're in my way.
Is this why you asked me this morning how often I cook for my fiance?
No, I said, how many meals does he cook in the household? Like, give me a percentage. And you said 5 in my drawer. is everything okay? There's a bit 1920s about
honestly,
your relationship.
I don't know what it is. Like, I consider myself a very strong feminist, but when it comes to my relationship, we very much have gender roles.
Right.
And we steer into them.
So you do all the cooking, but you don't open doors because you need to keep those hands nice and safe.
Ready for the
for
kitchen.
All the cooking. Just taking a few steps backwards to the patriarchy, but that's okay. Someone's having a conversation going, yeah, look, everyone can talk about passenger princess, but I'm a kitchen cutie. I'm not here to cook. I'll stand here with my spatchy spatch. I'll stand here and I'll ready and waiting, or I will just bring you anything that you need, or I'll just keep asking from the lounge room, how's dinner coming along?
Okay, so my fiance is a kitchen cutie.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every now and then, like once a month, he decides he wants to cook. And I'll be like, all right, I'll sit on the couch.
And do nothing.
Well, we've got like our living
area. You can see everything.
You can see everywhere. It's all one big room. So when I'm sitting there, I see him doing things that I'm just like, why are you making this so much harder for yourself?
But that's not... But see, this is the thing. You've got to let him...
Yeah.
It's like like sometimes I imagine you standing at your car door going, weird, normally it's open when I get here. And he's sitting in the inside going, no, just don't say anything. She'll figure it out. She'll figure it out. Because I can't see the kitchen in my house. So they're separate rooms. So there's a hallway in between. So sometimes I just kind of hear like a...
Well, you don't want to see the servants, Tim.
Everything okay? Yeah.
Are you a kitchen cutie?
Oh, we take turns. At the moment, because we've got a newborn, it's kind of like... First in, best served.
Sure.
I've got
the baby.
Not my turn this time. Well, no, it's not even that. It's like cook and eat. And then we'll figure out the other person's eating. Because eating together seems to be just one of those things where it's an every now. It's like a sometimes food.
Wow.
At the moment.
Yeah, what a luxury.
I would love to be a kitchen cutie at the moment, but with a newborn, no. But I'm glad to know that the kitchen cutie in your household is your fiance. Because I think kitchen cuties are thriving. Because it's definitely like I'm in a relationship where like if we're both in the kitchen but I'm not cooking anything, it's like a good out of my space. So, kitchen cuties unite.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
When you go shopping and you got to buy things, like if you buy things with cash, Do you have the like the math of like cash math at the moment?
Oh yeah, like I very rarely have cash on me. So if I have cash on me for some weird reason, it's usually it's money I've found, and it doesn't come out of my account.
So it doesn't count. Yeah.
That money in my account staying the same.
Say if you buy a candle for $50 and you find cash in your wallet, you go
free.
Bang.
Yep.
Yep.
Bank gift card's the same.
Yeah.
Free.
Free. Because my brain, unfortunately, I think it does the same thing. And I think a lot of people's made. Like we sold a spare bed on Marketplace for a couple hundred dollars.
Free money.
And I just have that.
Yep.
Like if I went to the shops.
You could buy whatever you want.
Yeah. No receipt. No issues. Apparently Australia could be cashless by 2026. Wow. A cashless society by 2026.
Wow.
Now your dad deals in cash.
Yeah, my dad loves a bit of cash. He's like, he's got Tony Soprano vibes. Like he'll like pull out a wad of cash from his pocket and just be like, "How much do you need?" And just start.
And you're like, "I'm just getting an ice cream, Dad. What are you? Have you got $5? That's all that's going on here." Do you think that most people aren't using cash as their major way of spending money? Right?
Yeah. Yep. I don't think so.
And isn't it a shame now where you think if someone is spending money in cash, you go, but what's the catch there?
Why are you being so dodgy?
Yeah. Your bank's not going to know what you're doing with your money.
Even down at Westfield, Santa's gone cashless this year. They're not accepting cash.
That is, there's a well-known in-town drive-through coffee window that is notoriously cashless. And when the internet was down the other day, I know when Optus was down, a lot of people that do like PayPass or they pay with like the ATM machines, not the ATM machines, the FPOS machines, go through the internet. Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? What I wanted to find on 52232955, like if you use cash a lot, give us a call.
Yeah.
Is there one person out there that just mostly spends in cash?
There's a chick on TikTok, Tim, that she does like a monthly recap of her spending. I watch it all the time because I'm absolutely amazed by her dedication to this. She will budget. She'll take out her paycheck in real cash. And then she has this little cash folder where she puts in, she'll be like, I'm going to $100 for groceries.
Well, I guess it is a physical, the whole thing is like, say if you've spent your money on, you go like, all right, well, I need to hold back a little bit because I've only got $20 left for groceries and I've got 3 days.
And then you can physically see it all mapped out in this little folder.
Otherwise, you just got to have self-control.
Oh, wouldn't know what that is.
No, neither do I. 52232955. If Australia is going cashless, a cashless society by 2026, are you still... Do you still prefer it? Does one person listening prefer to pay in cash?
Sandy and Meredith, you reckon there's a lot of things we're not considering that we do in cash?
Yeah, I do. So, which a lot of people probably don't even think about, which is all the small stuff like garage sales, you pay with cash. Nana's birthday cards, she'll send a cash note in the birthday card. Tooth fairy, all that sort of stuff.
The tooth fairy's got to go to the ATM and
they're
going to
start carrying around squares.
I was going to say they are.
It just doesn't cut it, does it?
Because I don't know about you, Sandy, but what's meant to go in the center console of my car where the drink holder is?
Yeah,
if it's not coins, I don't know what's meant to be there.
That's right.
All right.
And the other side of it that I think, getting a bit on the political side, is that there will be way too much control.
All right.
So far too much control over your money if you don't have access to cash.
Oh, right, Sam, you make some good points, Tim.
You've got to think about it.
Sam in Cario, you've got a good system going with your mum.
Yeah, so my mum's probably over the last few months has learned how to use an iPad. And
congrats.
Probably once or twice a ring, she will ring me and she'll go, oh, I found this thing on the internet. I want to buy it. So can I come to yours? And if I give you the cash, then you can buy it for me on your bank card?
Yeah, but see, Sam, this is free money for you, mate. Like your mum comes over, you make a transaction for her, she's giving you cash, you spent nothing. You just have cash lying around.
Well, yes. Yes, it's half and half, really, because I put the money aside and then forget about it. Then a couple months later, I'm like, oh, hang on, where did this come from? And then I'm like $800 richer.
Yeah, it's $800. I'll take a tenner. That's way better.
What's your mom buying online?
It's one of those things as well. Like I remember when I first moved out of home and I was 20 or 21 years old and I didn't have a bank account then because I hadn't really had a proper job. So any money I'd ever earned was in cash. And I remember trying to sign up for like a rental. I was like, they were like, oh, you need to set up an account so that you can transfer the money. I was like, oh, can't I just bring the money in once a month?
Oh,
and they were like,
you're so cute.
Oh, no, young man. No, no, no.
Do I get a discount if I pay in cash?
Donna in Werribee, you have a book that helps you with this?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, how does it work?
Each week when I get my pay, I pay my rent automatically, and then the rest of it I pull out in cash and then put it into its little folders. So I know.
Hey. I am so jealous of your system, Donna.
Is this the person you've been watching on TikTok?
Maybe it is. Do you have a TikTok, Donna?
No, I don't.
So has this little book worked for you? Like, are you saving money?
Yeah, it took a while to get used to the concept and, like, you know, like groceries and fuel and all that sort of stuff. But putting money aside for Christmas and medications and, you know, stuff like that was a bit, you know, it took a bit longer to get used to.
I think as well, like if you have a book or like a little folder where you put your cash, say if you do it and like, yeah, you end up having big savings and it's all in cash, you're having a bad day. Just go to that pocket. Just hold $5,000 in your hand. That'd feel nice.
A lump sum, you just go to the bank.
Yeah. Donna, do you ever pull it out, just throw it on the bed and just roll around in it?
I wish.
Yeah. I do that with the center console coins in my car. I leave with a few bruises, but you know, it's the same method, right?
Good buddy. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.